That actually leads into the paper I wanted you to comment on, your paper with Kathy Miller from ASCO, looking at the phase 2 feasibility study of adding bevacizumab to dose-dense doxorubicin cyclophosphamide. And relevant to tic-tac is the fact that now the tic-tac is tic-tac-toe, with the third arm being TC bevacizumab. Can you comment on what you saw in this pilot study and what you think about the tic-tac-toe trial?
So this trial was trying to give us a very simple answer to a very complex question, which is if we look at the combination of AC with bevacizumab or AC followed by T with bevacizumab, are we going to see a significant cardiac signal? The reason that that question is raised is that there have been a number of phase 2 trials, small trials in a variety of diseases and a number of different anthracyclines and anthracenes that actually have suggested that there might be a cardiac signal with bevacizumab or with anti-VEGF therapy. So this trial was a smallish trial. It had two arms, dose-dense AC followed by T, in which the bevacizumab was administered concurrently with the AC, and then the second arm in which the bevacizumab was not administered until you started the T. The trial, as are all such trials, was weakly powered. It basically had the ability to exclude a 10% rate of congestive heart failure, something that probably shouldn't give us a huge amount of reassurance. The answer was we were able to exclude a 10% rate. The answer was we still saw occasional patients with congestive heart failure, so we're going to need to follow this very closely in the larger adjuvant trial.
Any correlation with congestive heart failure and hypertension? And what did you see in terms of hypertension in these patients?
Well, there were so few patients who had congestive heart failure that it's basically impossible to make any correlation whatsoever. One would be astonished if the general risk factors for congestive heart failure are any different here than they are everywhere else. So as we discussed earlier with trastuzumab, things like age, prior antihypertensive therapy, lower baseline left ventricular ejection fraction, one would be astonished if those don't come into play.